The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, this is the Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by the Sports Cast. I am Santiago Leon. I am hubby in for Victor Orocho, who is on assignment overseas. And join us, Byron Jones. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Thank you. Anyways, if you haven't, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You could also listen to us on your smart speaker. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. You could definitely search the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. If you just want to listen to the Jersey Boys, you don't want to listen to me or Aaron from Sports Talk 101, you go search for it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and also leave a rating and review. Victor loves good, positive reviews. We're also go visit us on the sportscast.net for the latest and greatest, like going on, news still going, and of course, our app. You can download our app on iOS. You get the latest updates and like Baker Mayfield going to the Browns, which we'll talk about a little bit later today. Byron Jones, happy birthday. How was your birthday?
Great. I went to my favorite spot in Asbury Park. So if you're ever out, this is the Cardinal Pavilion. It is absolutely delicious. The pastries and the chicken waffle. I've had chicken waffle over the country, and they have the best.
There you have it. Byron turned 35 this week. And, you know, just enjoying those pastries. If you follow him on Facebook, the desserts were amazing. I wish technology had a smell machine or something. They were able to smell it from where you're at than being there, you know?
And the crazy thing is, it's about 100 miles from where I live.
There you have it. As we spoke, Victor is on assignment. He is overseas. We can't tell you where it is. Maybe he'll tell you guys next week. What a week. It was your birthday. My week was pretty good. I thought it was a short week. 4th of July, awesome time with the parents, my siblings. How was your 4th of July?
Good. You know, sat around the house, you know, because I'm kind of close to Philadelphia, and I don't, you know, all the nonsense, I don't want to deal with that. So I stayed close to home. You know, we grilled, you know, brisket, and everything was simply wonderful.
That sounds pretty good. Brisket, I love brisket, by the way. Victor actually cooked his famous steak, which I was not invited. I only live 20 miles away from him. He had to cook his steak before 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock for some reason. I don't know why. I guess it's in the time crunch.
He's lost his per diem boy, you know, because with the per diem boys, you invite everybody, no matter how far they are, man, you invite them and they just come on over and just eat up all the food.
He's become a South Floridian. They don't invite many people to their houses here.
Yeah, I could tell.
Nor did they do that.
I have to work on that with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, maybe. Yeah, he needs it, you know. Anyways, big week in sports, Byron. You know, it's funny because I talked to Aaron a lot on text messages. He is the host of Sports Talk 101, and he thought it would be a dead summer. It hasn't been for the NFL. And there was there's actually two quarterbacks that were in that, you know, free agency, maybe tradable, Garoppolo and Mayfield. And Mayfield was first up this week, traded to Carolina, which it was a long time coming because he was shafted by the Browns. It was clear as day. You know, it wasn't, you know, they prefer Watson over Mayfield. What's your thoughts over that trade to the Panthers?
Well, it's a good trade for him. You know, I was going to play. It's a good thing for Matt Rhule, the head coach, because he's probably on the hot seat there because he got that massive contract, you know, when he signed. And the other thing is they have the new, what's their, I think the owner's name is Dave Tepper or something. The owner, that owner is the new Danner because he wants to win now. He'll do whatever he has to do to win now. So Rule is under the gun. Baker fell in, you know, a good, you know, spot for him. You know, we'll see how that works out with Carolina because they still got a lot of issues.
Dave Tepper, yes, owner of the Panthers, also owns the local soccer team, MLS team, Charlotte FC, and he's been owning the Panthers for I think for a short time now, and of course, you know, Baker Mayfield wanted out of Cleveland. His options were Seattle. Was another option. There is a debate that Seattle would have been a better place for him, but Carolina
rules.
Yeah, and but it looks like they like Drew Lock. And speaking of Drew Lock, John Ronenberg, who's a Bronco fan, who knows John Lock. I mean Drew Lock. Well, welcome to the sports Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
I raised my apple juice to you two gentlemen.
Thank you. We need his long week. And happy birthday to Byron, if you forgot. Yeah. You don't drink apple juice, right, Byron?
No.
Okay.
When you get a certain age, you leave that stuff alone.
Well, John, anything you deserve it. You've had a good 2 weeks. Avalanche won. Tell us about that.
Wow, that is... For me, you know, football is sacred. I love the game, always have. You know, grew up Broncos fan out in Colorado. My parents moved us out east, so we kind of deserted the team until the days of NFL Sunday Ticket. But, but hockey has always been my favorite sport. I always had a passion for it. Loved playing it as a kid. Never... We weren't in there like youth hockey games or anything like that, but it was a lot of fun. I guess Vic's joining us, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, join us all the way. Well, he'll tell us where he's at. Victor, welcome to Jersey Boys. I see that nice and clear. Good Wi-Fi over there in Colombia.
I wanted to say hello. I wanted to check in. Happy birthday, Byron. I didn't want to let this go without coming to say happy birthday. All the way from Colombia, bro. I'm calling in to say happy birthday. God bless. And
thank you very much. Colombia,
which part of Colombia? Is it Bogota, Medellin?
Yeah, I'm in Medellin.
Best part.
Look at some of our boys here from Cincinnati. They're big Burrow boys. They were at the Super Bowl. And I just want to say, hey, everybody say Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Everybody.
We need some more energy, Victor.
All right, well, y'all have a great show. Hey, Byron, happy birthday, my friend. God bless. I love you, bro.
And thanks for stopping by, too. Victor Rocha from Colombia. Byron says, I love you, too. Awesome. Victor, usually, you know, yeah, go ahead.
No. Go ahead with your thought. But I was going to say.
Oh no, yeah. You know, it's funny. Like Victor, I think Byron could confirm with this, but I think whenever he's out on assignment or vacation, he usually stops by and checks in. I like that about him.
Usually, yeah. Then we have the other moments where he's like MIA, but you know, I'll let him live this time.
Anyways, yeah, hopefully next year, maybe this year. I did not make the cut. John was talking about Avalanche winning. I say they're the biggest team in Colorado, but John, let's hear your exciting speech about it.
Wow. You see, the weird thing about it is that the Broncos still own Denver. I mean, it's just the way it is. That was our first taste of anything major. And then came the Nuggets, which, you know, back in the David Thompson days, I'm going with Byron's, you know, age now. David Thompson and all those guys, Dan Issel. They were a great team, but they never reached, you know, the point where they would ever supplant the Broncos. I think, you know, and I'm not going to say they'll ever take over, but I think it's a very close tie. Both teams, 3 world championships. Then you have University with the Frozen, another championship. So basically, Denver is now Hockey Town USA over Detroit. So Detroit.
I was surprised Avalanche just won three. I felt like they won five or something by now. And I remember them back in the late 90s.
Beating Tampa.
Yeah, and that was a toughest series. Most of their playoff run was a walk, wasn't it?
They lost games in the previous series combined, so it kind of was sort of walk. They basically tore through teams that they played all season in the West. And, you know, the Rangers or – and I said this before, the Rangers or the Lightning were going to be a challenge. Now, today Denver signed the Rangers goalie. So he's coming to Denver. And Darcy Kuemper, good guy, great player. I was a big fan of him when he was in Tampa. I hope he winds somewhere where they're going to pay him. They probably will a boatload of money because he deserves it. All the free agents on that team deserve it. So.
It will fortify this Avalanche team. I think they're building up like a good couple of years, couple more championships, I believe. Yeah, for sure it's coming. So. Anyways, dynasty it is for the Avalanche. Back to our main story, Baker Mayfield, John, heading to Carolina. Mr. Byron Jones says it is a pressure for Matt Rhule. What are your thoughts over this trade?
I agree, Matt. But you see, the thing is that Matt Rhule has to have the stones to stand up to Baker Mayfield when Baker Mayfield is acting like Baker Mayfield. He did things with Cleveland I never thought I'd see happen. He actually Cleveland, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore, but there was something going on for the years before he got there, and then Manziel kind of drug it back down again. But then Baker started building. But the problem with it, I still say Baker is one of those guys where he doesn't know how to control himself on the field, if that makes any sense. He wants to do the daring play instead of the smart play. He wants to go for the bomb instead of the 5-yard first down. And you tell me I'm crazy, but I think Matt Rhule is actually going to be a very good influence on him. And we'll see what happens.
Step up from Sam Darnold for sure. Byron, your thoughts over that?
Man. Byron? Well, Bob McAdoo is the offensive coordinator, which I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah.
Ex-Giant head coach. So hopefully none of the bad stuff with the, you know, back in the day would rub on the guy. The first thing Mayfield needs to do is stay up the commercials. Don't make the commercials. Don't all them commercials, other stuff. Guy like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and all these guys. Then you get all the commercials. You don't do the commercials now. You still have the bowl or anything. Stay up. That's all he needs to do.
Which is a very doable place to do it. The Panthers have Ronnie Anderson, I believe, as wide receivers. Let me pull up the wide receivers for the Panthers. Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Rashad Higgins, and Chai Smith. You know, pretty good lineup there. The Browns receive a 2023 conditional draft pick. The deal is for a fifth-round pick, but that will jump up to a fourth-round pick if Mayfield plays at least 70% of Carolina's offensive snaps in 2022. What are the chances for that to happen, Byron?
If they're winning, then, you know, they'll get the fourth round. If they're not winning, they'll probably pull it so they don't get that. I can see that happen. So if he's winning, they're fine. If they're not winning, they're not going to get, you know, a little bump up. They'll make sure that he's right under that number where they don't get anything. But, yeah, I think, you know, he should do well. Like, you know, I've been saying that if he sticks to the field little stuff and his head doesn't get swollen up, not thinking that, you know, he's still at OU, you know, do the things he can do at OU. This is the NFL. He should be fine.
Panthers, his salary is a little bit.
Like I said, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like I said, Baker just needs to not be Baker. He needs to be a quarterback and a football player and not be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. If he puts his head together, stop making those Snicker commercials or their State Farm commercials, and he'll be fine. Right, Byron?
Progressive.
Oh, Progressive. My bad.
That's right. No commercials. Nothing. No
commercial. So his new conference.
No commercials.
Division is the Buccaneers, Tom Brady, Saints, and the Jack. No, sorry. Oh, I had it right here. I don't have this memorized. The division. Yes. Atlanta. John, what do you think? Can they finish after Tampa second place, or do you think somewhere?
I think it's a possibility. I mean, a distinct possibility, because there's a lot of unknown factors in New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right. What their quarterback situation is going to look like. I have heard Atlanta. Did Matt Ryan leave Atlanta?
Yes, he's with the Colts.
I haven't been following Atlanta that close.
He's with the Colts, okay, and they have Mariota in Atlanta. So,
Yeah. So, Mariota?
And Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, Mariota was signed as a free agent.
I like Mariota, but I don't think he can give the same kind of production that Matt Ryan gave him. I also think that Matt Ryan was probably one of the – he's one of those – quarterbacks be on the cusp of doing something really special, but could never get out of his own way. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Matt Ryan. But if a kid from Boston can make it that far, hey, bless him, you know. I do think it is possible. And I would say more than likely they wind second place in the South.
Good chance. Byron, what are your thoughts over the new shape up of the NFC?
Let's see. Who's the quarterback?
How? What was that, Byron?
James Winston.
Yeah, which he's coming off of an ACL injury. What was that, Byron?
Yeah. Well, with them, they probably have a great offensive line, which they do. They got 2 or 3 number one picks, a second round pick, a Jersey kid, Cesar Ruiz. Their offensive line. Tom Brady fits when they play, Tampa. So if Jameis doesn't throw 30 or 40 or 50 a year, they could be in the.
Yeah. But the big thing for Jameis goes to Florida, you got to keep him out of the Publix, man. He cannot be trusted.
Yeah, he had an incident with the Crabs or Lobsters a couple years ago.
And that's James Winston.
See, now, came out,
I was just saying, when he came out of college, and I'm not like a big fan of Florida State quarterbacks, period, but I really liked the kid. I really did. I'm like, there could be something here. He went to Florida State. Yeah, he went to Florida State, right?
He did, yeah. And he was very good at Florida State.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, and once again, you have – a kid who, has been told brave, come out and play for the Bucks, and I don't know what happened to him. The problem is he's another kid that was probably playing before he should have, which is a shame, and because you see pure talent in some of these guys, but when it gets right down to it, they can't produce to what they should produce to, if that makes sense.
And he was groomed under Drew Brees, right, Brian?
Yeah, but his first – he had a good year in Tampa that one year where he threw 30 interceptions, whatever it was. I think he threw like 5,000 yards last year or next last year. So he's got the talent. It's just that he just makes knucklehead plays sometimes and just chucks it up there for anybody to catch. One sat behind Drew Brees, and saw what he does and the work ethic Drew Brees has, then you're going to have a finished product. He's a lot better, I think.
I think he's been humbled. Because, you know, haven't heard anything of him off the field in a long time.
Yeah,
and trying to fix, I guess he, you know, his vision. I would love to see what play up to his promise. How's that? You want to see guys like that that, but you know, they just got to get out of, once again, get out of their own way. And he's got the personal stuff out of the way. Now I'm just hoping he can salvage a career and make something he can be proud of. So.
Yeah, and he has a lot of weapons. Michael Thomas, not just him, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave drafted. I mean, this team has so much potential. And you're right, Winston has stayed out of trouble. He has been humbled, and he's been groomed under Drew Brees. Of course, he had a short season last season because he had an ACL injury. I think it was like week six he got injured. So we haven't seen the best yet, but I do think he's going to be so amazing. Like, he has a great arm. I mean – it's unbelievable.
He does
what he has.
It's, you know, yeah. But it's going to be a wait and see thing. You know, I see these players and I want to have a little temper and say, yeah, John's been burnt too many times trusting you guys. So,
yeah. So, yeah, there you have it. What was that, Byron?
Oh, well, you know, you also got to remember they're not going to have Sean Payton, too, the head coach. You know? So right. We'll see how that's going to work out, you know, with a different coach.
He'll be on Amazon, I believe.
Yeah, making a ton of money doing that.
Yeah, until Dennis he Allen.
The Dallas Cowboys job.
Yes, I think that's going to happen. You think?
What?
John?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it.
Yeah. McCarthy ain't one in this world.
No. Which McCarthy got fined second time because Mike they were McCarthy's hitting too hard in practice.
Yeah, well, he better worry about having a job after next year.
So, but you know, Jimmy doesn't like to admit. Yeah. but let me, as a side question, how weird is it going to be watching NFL on Prime exclusively now? Is that just, is it me? I'm the only one that thinks that's going to be kind of bizarre. Or Sunday nights? Which one did they take over?
It's Thursday nights. I don't know if there's an option that you could watch it on the NFL Network, though. I'm not 100% sure on that.
No, NFL Network isn't doing it from what I understand. But
okay. Yeah, it's I'm not a fan of it. I'm a traditionalist, you know, watch TV from the antenna type of thing or cable. But a lot of people have Prime. I mean, I have Prime. Do you guys have Prime?
Yeah.
So
I'm waiting for a stainless steel wok right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be bizarre. It's gonna be times. I mean, who knows? In the future, Apple or Google could own all the NFL rights. That could happen. You know, people are cutting the cord.
Yeah.
And especially my generation. So, what do you think, Byron?
Well, if you look at what ESPN. Sorry, go ahead.
Got something to say, Byron?
Well, you guys are talking, you know, back then we had channel 2, 4, and 7, and that was it.
Okay. Well, no.
You didn't have 3.
You know, the weird thing is, if you look at what the ESPN did with the NHL, is if ESPN Plus, you could watch every single game. And for someone like me who's a cheap son of a pay for center ice, that was just, I mean, $13 a month, you get Disney with all the Marvel stuff, you get Hulu, you know, no commercials. Yeah, right. So I plan on keeping Disney Plus too. So but yeah, it's good to have all, you know. It was interesting because I could watch either the Avalanche home or away broadcast. Or I if it was on TNT, I'd have to turn on TNT. But, you know, it was worth it. It was worth every penny that I paid for ESPN Plus.
Yeah, like if those packages are a little bit more ample, like if I can watch all of MLB, for example, on ESPN Plus or MLB Network, and I'll pay like, let's say, $100 a year, I'll do it. I think NFL's ticket, I think it's still on the buffer zone. Like they haven't decided what to do with it, I believe. Where I think you watch any NFL game.
It's called DirecTV.
Yeah, still there, but I think they're trying to renegotiate it. Yeah, and which is awesome for people that don't live in their city where their team plays. For example, if you're from New York and you're living in Florida, you're able to watch the Jets home game, which could be a very difficult thing to watch down here. So you got an NFL ticket, you pay like $150, and you watch it from the NFL from the New York Jets broadcast. I've seen that. But we'll see what happens. I like to have, Red Zone, NFL ticket on one. I'm willing to pay $200 a year easily. So
it's actually 300 now, but
three. Oh, well,
yeah, at least it was last year. I quit paying.
There you have it.
The last year I paid for Sunday ticket was when the Broncos went to the Super Bowl Manning's last year. And that was dumb of me. Every single game was on regular TV. I think only two games weren't on regular TV here because of freaking Manning. So,
yeah.
I was just dumb on my part.
Any closing thoughts on that, Byron?
I'm a traditionalist. I'm not paying for anything. I hate cable. I got the basic cable. You know, it went from $50 to $150, and I was like, I'll go to my sister's house. My sister has an 85-inch TV now, and she gets everything. I'm just going to go over there and be cheap. I'm just going to bring food. That's the only way.
Hey, it's good.
We're watching. I have money.
Good excuse to visit them.
She likes her, too?
No, Delaware. She's close.
She likes her, too, Byron?
No, oh, she's Delaware.
Yeah, come on down, man.
Yeah.
I'm in Delaware.
There we go.
Dover, Delaware.
Big TV.
Man.
Yeah. Not bad. Well, yeah. Well, there you have
it.
Yeah. And there you have it. Different packages. Things are changing. I have Fubo TV. It has a lot of the channels that I need. I got to pay additional for Red Zone, which I like Red Zone. I'm not sure about you guys, but for fantasy person like me, it's perfect. Like you can see every play, every touchdown.
Wait, you can get Fubo. You get how much is it for Red Zone in Fubo?
Fubo is no. For Red Zone is about $12 extra, and I pay for Fubo for the basic standards $75. Ooh. Yeah, I know, and I think about it every time. Should I be paying for this? But yeah, it's getting a little bit easier to watch if you don't have cable. Yeah. But of course, Red Zone is great. I love it. It's faster. Things go by quicker. But things like that. Anyways, our next topic: Deshaun Watson. There hasn't been any verdict. There hasn't been any decision of how many games being suspended. But we do know this: that the lawyers settled 22 out of 24. Cases. I thought we'll hear the decision by last week, but we haven't heard anything yet. Byron, what's going to happen? Plus, Baker Mayfield being traded out of Carolina, so things are a little bit more pressured in Cleveland.
How do we put this? Cleveland being Cleveland, one, never traded for that guy. I was in law enforcement a long time, and you don't pay out stuff like that, if you're not guilty. No, if it's a whole bunch of other ones, which hopefully is not, hopefully not. But, they gave away from the $230 million, guaranteed. They don't even know if this guy ever played at all. You're suspended this year, and next year, we'll see about it. They can extend it into next year. But, that was bad business.
I agree. I think he was a big liability, and now we're finding out more stuff. The Texans being involved. with the situation. John, what are your thoughts over this story?
I'm sorry, couldn't hear.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you know, with Watson, it's still brewing. What are your thoughts over the whole Deshaun Watson? Now that Baker Mayfield has been traded out, what are your thoughts over the Watson situation? We're having a delay here. Oh. Might be a John thing. Just you and I, Byron.
Hold on.
Can you hear us?
There we are. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you see me, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. We're back.
We can see you and hear you. All right. What are your thoughts over the Watson situation?
Train wreck was the apt word used earlier today to describe it.
Perfect.
Guys, I said it last time I was on the show. My feeling, those kind of crimes, I'm very forgivable. I'm also of the opinion that one or two, well, one, it could be someone's line. Two, my benefit of the doubt kind of wanes a little bit. When it's this many, you don't settle if you're innocent. And Cleveland is Cleveland, like Byron said. Cleveland always going to be Cleveland. That's just who they are. They don't know how to, so they keep doing stupid stuff. No matter who had to leave to go to Baltimore to be a winning team, they had to leave Cleveland, a championship team. So This is just part of the city, and I'm sorry. I know some wonderful people out in Cleveland, but your team's a joke.
Yeah, Cleveland. Cleveland's quite an interesting sports city. The last championship, I think, was the Cavaliers back in 2015. But as John said, Cleveland Browns had the pieces on paper. You know, yeah, Baker, they had Baker, but they had a lot of Landry. They had OBJ, I guess, if you say, you know, he's pretty good. And, of course, Njoku. They had a lot of good pieces, but just didn't flourish. It just didn't gel. They did beat the Chiefs, I believe, in one regular season game in Kansas City, but this Watson thing, you know, it's how's it going to end up? How many games do you think the NFL will suspend Watson for? A whole season, 12, 10 games? Your thoughts, John?
Whole season.
That's the inevitable. I think so. There's no way out of this.
You have to.
Yeah. And I think the problem,
you know, all the crazy.
Yeah. No good.
Oh, you know, all the crazy things, you know, that happen that, you know, the owners, you know, some of the things they do, they still have them 6 email things going on, the John Gruden thing, you know, he did the right thing and, you know, got away, stepped out of there. But, you know, for him to do that, you know, these are women involved, you know, everybody has a mother, sister, whatever. And then, you know, for him, you know, to disrespect, you know, any woman, you know, doing whatever he did, which I don't know exactly what he did, but, you know, just to be accused of 23, got to pay out, you know, 24, I paid out the 22. Then they were sitting there at 66. Then they were saying that, you know, the Houston Texans, you know, supplied hotels and all other stuff. Really? He should be suspended the whole year. Houston Texans, that they knew they should take away some draft picks. That's how you get back at them.
And I agree with that, Byron, wholeheartedly. My takeaway from it is I still think maybe he should get the Ray Rice treatment from because Baltimore was in a no-win situation with Ray Rice. They really were. What do you do with him? You can't have him on your field as a representative of your team. In the NFL, no one will touch him, which is too bad. Once again, great talent. But you make a huge mistake. Because, I mean, that's just one of the things you cannot do. Not mention your own wife. I don't care if she forgives you. Dude, you knocked her out, man.
That's bad.
And it wasn't just a love tap, okay? Then you take Deshaun Watson. We're talking minimum 22, 23, right?
Correct.
Not is the same thing as beating them. We don't know what happened, right? We know something happened. Is it as despicable as what Ray Rice did? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it should have the same consequence. Once again, this is just me being me, but I believe in, you know, the NFL has an image problem if someone else picks him up. You know, Ray Rice has never played again, which is, once again, he did everything he needed to do from a visibility standpoint. You know, went to counseling, did all. But if you're in the NFL, are you going to take him? Is that going to be something that's going to follow you? You know, the same thing kind of happened with Tariq Hill a couple years ago when he's accused of child abuse. I mean, he was cleared, but it was something where it's that despicable. NFL allows it to continue. They're going to have major back. I think from a standpoint, they don't necessarily want that.
No.
So this is my opinion. And yes, no, Colin Kaepernick should be playing.
With Deshaun Watson, Byron, do you think if he does get a year suspension, do you think he'll come back, be, you know, back to his old self, or you think it's going to be a tough uphill battle for him to be back and be that protege quarterback?
Well, you know, I figure he sat out all last year. If they take him off the field again another year, that's 2 years. Yeah, you know, that's a lot, you know, for any, you know, quarterback, running back, or whatever. But because he's a quarterback, they do have a tendency to play a little bit longer because the rules, you know, they have. They're not getting beat up, blasted, you know, like everybody else, like Tom Brady, you know, 45 years old. I'm not saying he's a Tom Brady, but he can play a little bit longer. But it's just the idea that, you know, are you just suspending for a year? Then, you know, next year, you know, they got to evaluate. You know, all right, well, maybe, you know, we'll tack another three or four more games, but it's still, it's not enough. And then, you know, just the way that, you know, set up his contract, that he's only going to get $1 million, you know, if he sits out the whole year. He's still getting paid, you know, $1 million.
Yeah.
And then next year, I guess, with the guaranteed money kicks in. But it, you know, it's just, you know, they knew something was coming, but I don't think they knew it was his. Bad as it is.
Yeah, things are starting to come out. Oh, by the way, Kaepernick, I heard Warren Sapp saying that he had a horrible workout with the Raiders or something.
Yeah.
That's Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp.
The whole thing with him, he should never have been out of the league, I think. You know, I always liked him. Was he as good as Alex Smith? Maybe. I think they complimented each other in San Francisco, but I don't, Colin, you know, it's like we're talking about quarterbacks sitting out for, running back sitting out for extended period of time. They lose it. Actually, Colin did. So that's what I meant. He should still be playing. But
I gotcha. Giants, OL ranking. Byron has that for us. Tell us, offensive line, what's going on, and how did the PFF ranked it for this upcoming season?
Let's start at the top. We're going to do a couple of them. The Philadelphia Eagles were ranked number one as far as their offensive line is concerned. Very good offensive line. So, number two, we've been talking about them all day. The Cleveland Browns have the second best. Then you got the Detroit Lions, which is a shocker, but don't be surprised if they got three number one picks on that line. They're loaded. Their offensive line is really good. You know, so don't sleep on the Detroit line. My cousin Derek is a big time. Yeah, he watches the show. He's a big time Detroit Lions fan. So Detroit is number three. Tampa Bay is number four. They had like the two guards have retired. So two had went free agency. One stayed. One retired. One guy retired. They got Shaq Mason from the New England Patriots, the middle of that line, the right guard. So they're going to still be, you know, forced to reckon with, you know, as far as, you know, their line. Then they had the Green Bay Pack number five. Then we have for our New York, number 13, according to the ranking, New York Jets. Washington Commanders came in at 15. Your Denver Broncos, number 16, as far as the odds of line, and my soon-to-be rising from the
option. What did I say about that, Byron?
I don't remember.
Thank goodness we have a mobile quarterback.
Yes, right.
I said, thank goodness we have a mobile
quarterback. Hopefully he won't be running from Seattle. And then we have the New York Football Giants in the middle of the pack at 18.
Not bad. What are your thoughts on this list, John?
That Pro Football Focus is one of those organizations where you really can't dispute what they say. That's something where you're dealing with, I think this is the best. They actually look at, and analytics are my favorite thing to talk about, but they break down every single thing that every player does on every single team. And so when Pro Football Focus comes out with that list, I'm okay with it. I think Denver, you know, first of all, we got some rookies on the line, you know, some low round picks from a couple years ago. We had that fat kid from Wisconsin, I think, is or whatever, you know, playing guard, you know. And you know what? The guy that has surprised me has been Garrett Bowles, our left tackle. From a guy that was just a big, stupid dude to being one of the left tackles. I mean, he didn't call. I think he maybe got called for holding twice last year, and that was his. That was his bread and butter was holding. So, Giants. You know, when we talk about their offensive line before, they've never thought they've had a bad offensive line. It just what's behind it?
Awful offensive line. Awful. Awful offensive line. Get it right.
Yeah, and I sent you guys a clip. We have a chat. So I shared a clip about Daniel Jones, and Chris Collinsworth does not see promise in Daniel Jones. What do you think about his comments, Byron?
No.
Who is Chris Collinsworth? Who cares about that guy? We have the quarterback whisperer now, Brian Cable. They're going to work mirror with Daniel Jones, and then, you know, they're going to wish that they assigned him, you know, a little bit because they have to pay him a ton of money. I'm keeping hope alive. Keep hope alive.
What are your thoughts over Daniel Jones, John?
We only have like 11 minutes left in the show. I'd hate to go over. I'm just kidding. some of the stuff that Collinsworth said, you know, and I don't think he was necessarily bashing Daniel Jones. He was actually very complimentary, saying, look, it's not his fault where he was drafted, but he should not have been drafted there. That's, you know, what I took away from it. And it's Byron, you can't tell me that night when they drafted him, you were standing on top of your chair saying, quarterback of the future. You can't tell me that. I'm just not going to buy it.
I was saying, they're screaming, pick Jalen, the linebacker that the Jaguars are. That's what they should have picked. And another Jersey guy. But that's what they should have picked. And, you know, quarterback later.
You could have had Teddy Bridgewater the last couple of years, man.
Nah, pass. We're good.
Pass. Now, looking at the top OL lines, Philadelphia Eagles, as Byron and I discussed, they look great on paper. The X factor is Jalen Hurts. And I think Collinsworth actually mentioned it in another clip. I didn't post it to you guys, but he mentioned it as well. Is it going to be an X factor, or do you think they'll win the NFC East?
I got too many Philadelphia fans listening right now.
Go ahead, Byron.
It's okay, Byron.
Yeah, they're going to win the East.
My neighbor's going to be listening to this later, too.
I know. They're gonna run the ball. You know, they did get Brown, they got Devontae Smith, they got a great tight end, they have the best offensive line, they're gonna be rotating all them defensive linemen, you know, even the big kid from Georgia, the Kobe Dean, the linebacker, he's probably gonna end up starting. He's gonna have a chip on his shoulder because he's a third round pick. The only spot that they're a little suspect, the secondary and the safety position, but the corners are locked down. They got Bradbury from the Giants and they got Slay. They are loaded, the whole team. So, you know, what can you say? On paper, they are better than Dallas Cowboys.
John?
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with what Byron said. Of course, you guys saw what I posted last night on the chat. It's got to be Philly. As much as you guys know I don't like living in this area, because of the Eagles fans. But I'm also of the opinion that if the Eagles really wanted to make a run and a long run, Byron's right, two safeties away essentially is it. And if they run the ball and limit Hurts' throwing and just pound the ball with that offensive line, they're going to make everyone else in the NFC look like idiots. And, you know, they've been building that team for the last couple of years. And had this discussion with my neighbor, so he's not on suicide anymore, Byron. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Let me display this graphic that John posted. Anymore. John, can you explain this graphic for us?
Season start. Yeah, let's go ahead and – okay, guys, here's what we got going on here. We have the Dallas Cowboys. The season starts. Everything is fantastic. You got Jan. How about – you know, and then they beat up on bad teams. They tried to beat us this year. That did not go well for them. So, Byron, we'll see how they do this coming year. Let's go on to that. After they beat up the bad teams, they're absolutely delusional. Crowd cries, "We them boys." Then we make it to the playoffs, guys. What happens? And the cycle starts again.
For you and the podcast, you just saw John's acting talents. It's a graphic which you'll see on the website if you want to see it. But yeah, the Cowboys is this pretty much sums up every year. I mean, this is pretty accurate, right, Byron?
Every year. Not even with season. It's all year round. I got a bunch of Dallas guys around here. It's all year with this stuff.
Yeah, that's something we'll see.
My team at work is in Dallas. So I sent this to my team chat last night and got some hate mail this morning. So it's just all good fun.
It's all in good banter, good fun. NFC East, of course, yeah. John is a Broncos fan, which the AFC West, I think everyone is talking about is the division to watch. I can't pick a clear winner. I don't think the Chiefs are going to win it that easy.
Well, San Diego Chargers. I hate to say it. There's no San Diego anymore, dude.
It's true.
Oh, look, the same thing.
Yeah, that one.
There's another graphic that says, "Ladies, don't let no man who roots for Cowboys raise their voice to you. Talk to him, women.
Talk to him, woman.
That's what John does during work. Right?
Hate my way. I'm the one that put that. I put that up there too. Yeah, but no. I think in the West, it's going to be KC, the Chargers, and Denver. I'm not. I've never been sold on Derek Carr, dude. Sorry.
Me either.
Never.
I think I've never seen a lot.
On Derek Carr. Is he better?
I've seen
than
enough
his brother?
Sample size already.
Yes. Yeah.
There's not much there. But Byron chooses the Raiders.
And, hey, maybe.
I'm going with the Los Angeles.
He's Chargers. Get it right.
Chargers. Justin Herbert is the new it.
I couldn't agree with
you. I knew you were going to say Los Angeles Clippers there for a second.
The same.
You know the Chargers first started in L.A. back in the 60s.
Yeah, they did.
I went around.
And then
were owned by the Hilton Company.
But they were there for a year, and then they moved to San Diego. Yeah. So, well, there you have it. There's actually one story that I found out today. The Patriots are not going to hire a offensive coordinator. They're going to leave it up to Joe Judge and Matt Patricia to make the calls. How about that?
Let's see, two losing coaches. One from the Detroit Lions. Who? Yeah, two losing coaches.
Josh McDaniel.
Joe Judge from the Giants.
Josh McDaniel. That's right. That's why the
Does that change your opinion on the Raiders yet?
That's the coaches, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, because he sucked in Denver.
Yeah. He's not a good head coach.
That's how bad the Patriots lead with. Well, just think how bad the Patriots' offense is going to be with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia as a co-offensive coordinator. Not looking good.
Not looking good. Unless Bill Belichick makes those offensive calls that we don't know of.
Nah, more like, you know, he's always like defensive guy,
poor Mac Jones,
you know, special teams. That's always his thing.
Poor
Mac Jones, because it's not going to be pretty with them.
No, it's not. So we'll see how the Patriots end up. The AFC East is going to be way more challenging. Miami Dolphins have loaded up. The Jets have loaded up a little bit, but not sufficient. Of course, the Bills are the new top dog in the AFC East. So we'll see how everything goes. Anything else, guys, before we close out?
Okay, as far as Kevin.
No, this is the worst
time. Kyrie.
There's no basketball. There's no hockey. All we have is baseball.
The All-Star game.
The Yankees, I'm sure the Yankees are wishing that they paid Judge.
What were you saying? Oh, yeah. Kevin Durant has requested a trade from Brooklyn. That's Kyrie is staying. Of course, there's rumors about Durant going to Phoenix or maybe going back to Golden State. Your thoughts, Byron? Do you think he's going to leave or do you think he's going to stay in Brooklyn?
Let's see. Golden State won a championship last year, so guess where he's going? He's going to Golden State. Might as well go with a winner. Get another ring.
Might as well. Before he, gets, because he's on the decline. Yeah. Ever since that Achilles tendon injury, it's just you're not the same. So things kind of dwindle in your sports career. So we'll see what happens. John, anything else before we head off to the sunset? And of course, Byron will be the Gary Sinise segment. So
stuck again.
I think he's stuck.
No.
Anyways, he's there, but not there.
Nothing again, and hope to do it soon.
Hey, by the way, I want to have a side note. I love the Deion Sanders debate with him being a cornerback and safety. I think it was very interesting. We got a lot of interesting engagement from that clip. I love it. I like that type of a parody. But, John, awesome debate you brought up about 2 weeks ago was the show, I believe. I think he's stuck, Byron. But you can read the part of the Gary Sinise show.
I'm going to make him feel better real quick. They had the list of the nominees for next year for 2023, the NFL Hall of Fame. Randy Gratishar is on the list, one of the guys. And Joe Klecko, to what I've been screaming about for years and years, should have been there a long time ago. This is a side note.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Hey. Hall of Fame is towards the end of the month. That's a very special moment in the NFL, and they have a NFL Hall of Fame game the next, like the same weekend. So it should be a definitely a good one. Do you have the Gary Sinise part, Byron?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show gratitude to our nation defenders, we can all a little more. Gary Sinise, the Gary Sinise Foundation. That was my birthday gift this year. $500, you know, I think it was $500, and sent to the Gary Foundation this year.
Wow, that's awesome. That is a great foundation. I see them on TV sometimes in their commercials. The Hall of Fame game this year will be between the Raiders and the Jaguars. And they will be in Akron, Ohio, where the Hall of Fame is, which I need to go visit. I really think it'd be a cool trip to take up there and watch, you know, and to see like the past enshrinements and things like that. And there's a lot more people to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, like Zach Thomas. Not there yet. Maybe in the future. I'm just saying. I'm just pulling out names.
Ken Riley from Cincinnati, Jim being there. It's a bunch of names. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and I don't know who makes these decisions. It's probably board, or I have no idea who makes it, but hopefully the right ones come in and whatnot. Byron, what is the best way to reach you online?
Probably Facebook. Just I'm always on in and out doing all the crazy strange things that I do, and then on Twitter, Byron Jones at Byron Jones one, and that's it pretty much.
There you have it, Byron C. Jones one on Twitter, also through his Facebook. You can find him there. He's very responsive, receptive, and you can reach me at Sleon, SLEON, or you can reach us at the Sportscast one on Twitter, thesportscast.net, our website, the Sports Sleon Sports on Facebook. The Sportscast one on Instagram. We lay breaking news. Wimbledon is this weekend, the final. Tomorrow we'll have Ryan Krista to recap what happened with the NBA free agency, some interesting signings, and where does he think KD would go. And next week, Victor should be back stateside, and he'll bring in the fire, as usual, Jersey style. And then we'll for sure see more excitement and see any more debates, because when he gets rowdy, he gets on fire, the whole world looks. So, well, Byron, thanks for coming on, and have a good night.
All right, you too.